Roger Federer and Serena Williams are this year's champions of the Wimbledon Tennis Tournament. Commentator John Feinstein joins me now. Morning, John.
Morning, Bob.
Roger Federer, the men's champion. What do you know about him?
Well, what I know is that all of tennis has sort of been waiting for him to arrive at this point for the last couple of years. In 2001, he beat Pete Sampras, ended Sampras's streak of winning four straight Wimbledons in a great fourth-round match, a five-setter, and people thought he was going to emerge as one of the next great players at that point. Well, he hadn't done it before this week, and he's reached the ancient age of 21 in tennis, and people were starting to question his heart and his toughness. Well, they won't question it anymore after the way he played at Wimbledon. He lost one set. He won yesterday in the final against Mark Philippoussis, winning two tiebreakers. And I think most of tennis believes that this is the guy who can step in and be the next Sampras or be the next Agassi. He's got the kind of game and flair. And if Andy Roddick, the American who he beat in the semis, can continue to improve, maybe men's tennis can have a rivalry people will care about.
You like Philippoussis, too.
Well, you got to give Philippoussis credit in the sense that 5 years ago he was a U.S. Open finalist. 2 years ago he was in a wheelchair. He went through three different surgeries that looked like they were going to end his career. And he came back from all of that to beat Agassi in a classic five-setter this year. I thought Agassi had a chance to steal one more Wimbledon title this year, especially after Leighton Hewitt, the defending champion, went out in the first round. Philippoussis beat him, got to the final, and then Federer was just a little too good for him.
And the Williams sisters were in the final again?
Yes, it's happened before, hasn't it? Five of the last six Grand Slam finals, and Serena winning all five that they played it. And she is, again, the dominant force in tennis right now, in women's tennis certainly. She's almost become old news, the way she keeps winning and winning and winning. And you wonder, as with Tiger Woods in golf, when someone is so dominant, when people start to think it's an old story. Now, they played a great match Saturday, Venus battling injuries to hang in the match for three sets. But I think there are people who think, well, we've seen this show before. That's not their fault, just as it wasn't Martina Navratilova and Chris Evert's fault in the 1980s. But they are completely dominating in the women's game right now.
Speaking of Martina.
Yes. Quite unbelievable. 46 years old, Bob, which in tennis is like being 106 years old. She wins her 20th Wimbledon title. She wins the mixed doubles title with an Indian player named Leander Paes. And that ties her old friend Billie Jean King's record of 20 all-time Wimbledon titles, which King set in 1979 with 22-year-old Martina Navratilova as her doubles partner. And she just keeps rolling on and on and on. I don't want to call her Old Woman River, but she's really remarkable.
Now, what's this about a men's boycott of the major championships?
Well, I mean, the men have gone in and said, we want a 150% raise in pay in the Grand Slams, or we're going to boycott at the U.S. Open. This is a little bit like Enron executives going in at the end of last year and demanding raises and bonuses. The men have been carried by the women for the last several years in tennis, and now they want even more money. I think it will fizzle, that cooler heads will prevail, because the men just don't deserve more money right now. They're lucky to get paid as much as the women at this point.
Thank you, John.
Goodbye, Bob.
The comments of John Feinstein, whose new book is Open, Inside the Ropes at Bethpage Black, the story of the first U.S. Open played at a true public golf course.